Two of international soccer's premier rivals face off today in Venezuela in the Copa America, South America's most famous international football tournament. The U.S. won't be on the field. That is a mark of the increasing popularity of the game in the United States. For the first time in the tournament's history, the matches are being broadcast here in English. Ray Hudson was a professional soccer player and coach. He's now commentator for Goal TV, the network that's broadcasting the tournament. He joins us from his home in Florida. Mr. Hudson, thanks for being with us.
You're very welcome. Happy to be here.
Give us some ideas to how a Brazil and Argentina match gets the whole continent riled up.
Well, it's the classic showdown, of course. These are the two perennial world powers. Argentina, in particular, are playing the most incredible, hypnotic, scintillating football that you can imagine. And, of course, Brazil have been recognized as the true poets of the game of the world for generations. So when these two clash, it's really worlds collide and the whole continent, and indeed much of the footballing world, comes to a standstill.
Give us some players to look out for on each squad, if you could.
Well, the Argentine side are just really stacked to the rafters. The player for me that is my personal favorite in world football is Juan Román Riquelme, who is so imaginative and so magical with his vision and his touch and his accuracy. He has been the player of the tournament. But on the other side, in Brazil, they have their own player who has had his fingerprints in his own inimitable fashion in Robinho, who plays for Real Madrid.
Oh, yeah.
In Spain. He is the tournament scoring leader, and he is the inspiration for Brazil.
What would you expect, like a 2-1 game?
They're always usually tight games, but everybody's been saying that the semifinals would be tight games. I think it was 7 goals between the two semifinals, which is, you know, unbelievable, but typical South American flair. But I don't know. I think this game may have more than one goal to decide it. They're such wonderful marksmen, the Brazilian, and Argentina have been as creative as Einstein in their attacking football. So maybe they'll get more than one goal.
I didn't know Einstein played football.
Well, he does, but he just wears an Argentinian shirt, and it's got Riquelme written on the back.
Ray, if I might ask this respectfully, following the Argentina-Brazil games, is there going to be a war between the two countries? Or anyone going to get hanged?
No, it's samba football against tango football, and we'll all be dancing in the streets afterwards.
Ray Hudson will broadcast the Copa America this weekend. Thanks very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you.